This is the brief on why school IT is different from business IT. So, if you've ever made the jump from supporting a corporate office to a school, you know it's a whole different ballgame. The usual business IT playbooks, they just don't work. And that's because the school environment and its users, you know, students and teachers, they throw in all these unique curveballs you just don't see in an office. Let's break down the three biggest differences. First up, user competence. This one's fundamental. In business, you assume everyone has basic digital skills, right? But in K-12, students have what you'd call emerging competence. I mean, they're literally still learning to read and write. So that complex password policy, 8 characters, symbols, the whole deal, it doesn't improve security, it just locks a third grader out of their computer. Second, the system needs are worlds apart. Corporate needs are pretty predictable. Your finance person doesn't suddenly need video editing software. But school IT has to be ready for anything. A single computer might run accounting software one period and then get hammered with video editing for an art class the next. You just never know. And finally, your users are compulsory. They have to be there. You don't hire your users for their skills. You have to support everyone, which means this huge range of abilities. And on top of that, every single year, your experienced cohort leaves and you get a brand new wave of tech newcomers. So in the end, the sheer uncertainty of teaching and learning means school IT requires constant adaptation and empathy, not just technical skill.